Now it's time for Half Hour to Health. Sit back, relax.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like a new bit of wood. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic in Pembroke, and I'm joined by Dr. David from our Crossroads Chiropractic 125 over in Epping. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I thought it would be a fun show today to share with the listeners why we love chiropractic so much.
Yes.
So people think of chiropractic as a good solution for neck pain and back pain and, mm-hmm. and maybe headaches
or even
too.
Sciatica.
Or sciatica, yeah, very common thing that brings people into chiropractors. But we, as practicing chiropractors, see chiropractic helping so much more than that.
Right.
And it's really exciting when people come in, maybe because they have neck pain or back pain, but have other health-related concerns as well.
Mm-hmm.
And when they report back to us that after being under chiropractic care, they're noticing improvements in things they didn't think were related to their mm-hmm. chiropractic adjustments.
Right. And that happens happens quite often, actually. Actually, I was just telling you this last week. I had a patient that came in, and he didn't tell me this on his initial, but when he came in, he always had some esophageal restriction when he ate. And so he was always very careful when he ate. He always ate small bites, made sure that he chewed it up really well, made sure that he swallowed it and that it went all the way down before he continued. So he was always very slow at eating. And he just told me last week that he has noticed that since being under chiropractic care, that has improved quite a bit. He hasn't had to worry about it so much. He's not as apprehensive about it either. He's not self-conscious about it.
Yeah, that's going to cause you some anxiety if you feel like you're eating and the food is going to get stuck potentially.
Right.
And
right.
if that's happened repeatedly, I mean, you would start to get very cautious.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. And so he was very excited that has happened and that has improved for him. And like I said, that wasn't something that he told me on that first day. I didn't even know about it until just this last week that he had that issue. Because
yeah.
He didn't even come in for a complaint. He came in for wellness. But he's noticed so many other things that have gotten better since he's been under care as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love hearing that people are now coming to the chiropractor on a preventative
right.
wellness type
mm-hmm.
basis. Because I don't think that was the case 10, 15 years ago.
Right, right. No, it definitely wasn't. It was definitely some kind of, like you said, neck pain, back pain, headaches.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always we're a last resort. They've gone to everybody else that they could possibly think of, and they're not getting the improvement that they need. And actually, that reminds me of another person. it was actually a friend of mine, and she was actually one of the reasons why I decided to pursue chiropractic. And that was that she had this skin rash on her arm, and she went to her doctor. They did testing, couldn't find the cause. They gave her medications to try and help, didn't help. She went to dermatologists. They did testing, gave her medications, didn't help. And so she eventually went to a chiropractor, and he looked at him like, oh, I know what that is. And after he did the exam, he started adjusting her and it went away.
You know,
it was a rash due to a dermatome. And so getting adjusted helped to get the rash to go away.
That's crazy
mm-hmm.
to think a skin condition relating back to the spine.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's essentially what we're talking about today is why we love chiropractic, because it is so much more than neck pain and back pain. It's a strategy for keeping your body well and functioning at its best. And the reason why chiropractic can help things that you might not think are related to the spine is because actually the spine is related to everything in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So your brain sends signals to all of your cells in your body down through the spinal cord and out through the spinal nerves. To all of the different organs and cells. And when the vertebra in the spine shift out of place, that puts tension or pressure, maybe compression, however you want to look at that, but it interferes with the ability for those electrical signals to get through.
Right.
And there's lots of research on that. It's pretty interesting, actually. There was one researcher that found that the weight of a dime is
right.
enough to reduce the nerve impulses by up to 60%.
Mm-hmm.
So you think of that interference happening at the spine, and wherever that nerve root is traveling to could potentially be affected. So for some people, you know, that's the digestive system.
Right.
For other people, it may be the lungs. We've seen cases of kids and even adults with asthma that have been managed medically for many years and have a well-documented case of asthmatic issues. And when they start getting adjusted, they notice they need their inhaler less or maybe don't need it at all,
right?
Which is really exciting. But it's rarely that they came in because they have asthma.
Right, right. It was something else that brought them in.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just something that they notice is making them better.
Yeah. So we love chiropractic, and we wanted to share some of those crazy out there, maybe you wouldn't believe that that was actually related to your spine stories. And I have one here. It was a case study that was published in the Journal of Pediatric, Maternal, and Family Health in 2017. And it's the resolution of chronic constipation in a 5-year-old girl following chiropractic care. So she presented to the chiropractor, and they found misalignments or subluxations in her spine. She had a previous clinical diagnosis of gastritis and constipation, although the medical doctors weren't able to identify what the cause was. So she had been using a high-fiber diet and a laxative, as she was supposed to, according to her primary care physician. So she started chiropractic care. She had her first adjustment and then followed up twice a week for 2 weeks, and then once a week for 10 weeks to be adjusted. And at visit number 12, the patient no longer complained of abdominal pain, and her mother reported an improvement in her demeanor in addition to reports of normal bowel function.
Yeah.
So how fantastic is that? 12 chiropractic adjustments for a 5-year-old little girl.
Yep.
Resolved constipation, chronic constipation.
Yeah. And because of that, she's happier.
Well, yeah, I'd be grouchy.
I know.
So I know we've seen cases of chronic constipation over the years. I've been practicing 17 years now. I hesitate to say that, so long. But there's one little girl many years ago. She started when she was about 3 years old, and she would only move her bowels every 7 to 10 days,
mm-hmm.
Which is a really long time between bowel movements. And she started getting adjusted, and the family noticed almost immediate results. And she stayed under care for several years, continued to improve, quality of life improved. And now she's a preteen and maybe wanting to be a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and I've noticed that too. Also with a lot of the babies that we see, you know, after you get them adjusted, before they even leave the office, they're already filling their diaper because
mm-hmm.
things are moving better and moving well.
A lot of the moms joke about, I need you to push the poop button.
Right, right.
Yeah. So that was... that was in Journal of Pediatric, Maternal, and Family Health. And I have another one from that same journal, and it is a case study on an asthmatic child. This was a 6-year-old boy who had complaints associated with asthma that caused nightly attacks. It had been managed medically for a year, including the Flovent and albuterol as needed and some other medications as well. But the chiropractor looked at his spine and found subluxations in the neck, the mid-back, lower back, and the SI joints. So throughout the spine, this little boy had misalignments, and he was adjusted 3 times per week and re-examined every 30 days. And at that first reevaluation, the mother reported that her child used less asthma medications and had actually only used them once since beginning care, and also had improved sleep, which is a nice side benefit of getting adjusted for a lot of people, kids and adults alike.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Everybody's happier when you're sleeping better.
Yeah.
Yes. I have an interesting case here. It's from the Annals of Vertebral Subluxation Research. So it was actually a research study. But it was on a 34-year-old pregnant female that was diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome and hyperthyroidism. And those are both something that she's had for a while, and she had already been taking medication for. But she also had low back pain, hip pain, and upper back pain. And then because of the hyperthyroid and the irritable bowel syndrome, she was fatigued, she had dry skin, she was constipated. So she saw the chiropractor, and the chiropractor found that she had abnormal posture, so her head was actually a little forward. She had decreased range of motion, and that there were significant structural shifts in her neck, mid-back, low back, and pelvis. And so because of that, it was obstructing her nervous system. So she began chiropractic care. And after 2 months, there was a reduction in the structural shifts in her spine. And the patient actually reported that there was an improvement in all of her complaints, including the irritable bowel syndrome. And blood tests showed that her thyroid function was normal.
No way. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love chiropractic care for pregnant women because when you're pregnant, the last thing that you want to do is put medication in your body unnecessarily. Right. I mean, you want to eat healthy and eat clean and do all of the right things for that growing baby. And if you can find something natural like chiropractic care that helps your body work better and overall in the end probably have an easier delivery as well, which is other research to talk about, how great is that? So if you're just tuning in, Dr. David and I are here sharing why we love chiropractic so much. It's so much more than neck pain and back pain and headaches. Chiropractic care is about making sure your brain is able to talk to your body. So when you have misalignments in the spine, shifts of the vertebra out of normal alignment, that puts pressure on your nerve system. So your spine houses and protects the spinal cord and nerves, a delicate tissue from within. And if those spinal bones shift, it can actually interfere with that line of communication. So if you've never had your spine checked, we would encourage you to have a spinal checkup. This month at Crossroads Chiropractic, you can have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays for just $49. Our goal is to make it affordable to find out if chiropractic can help you and for you to find out what your spinal health is like, because if you haven't been seen by a chiropractor, you've probably accumulated some misalignments over the course of your lifetime, whether you're feeling symptoms from them yet or not. Things like slips and falls on the ice, shoveling, playing sports, especially if you played contact sports or non-contact sports, which included falls.
Mm-hmm.
Car accidents can cause misalignments.
Yeah, even little fender benders.
Yeah, even a 5 mph impact has been shown to be enough to change your normal neck curve, the structure of your spine. Carrying heavy backpacks. If you have kids that are carrying heavy backpacks, I think there's a few things that are in the everyday activity of most people that can cause damage to your spine. One of them is using a cell phone, particularly when you're using the screen and looking down. So text neck,
right. Mm-hmm.
Which is an actual condition now. Also the use of laptops, because the screen typically is too low when you're using a laptop, because you have it low for your hands and you're keying.
Right.
So your head's in an abnormal position if you're a laptop user. Those are the two biggies that stick out as an absolute cause of subluxations in my mind.
Yes, that most everybody will use or do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you've not had your spine checked, you know, now's a great time to have your spine checked for subluxations. If you're not in our area, give us a ring. We'll help you find a qualified chiropractor where you're listening from. We would love to have you and your family under regular chiropractic care so that you can get checked and have all of the benefits of a functioning spine and healthy alignment now and in the future. Give us a ring at Crossroads Chiropractic, 575-9080. That's 575-9080. And on the web at crossroadschiropractic.com. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back here on Half Hour to Health.